It didn't change the way it attacks. As I said, the way we respond, this is what is different this time. Mm-hmm. Two mistakes, delay and inappropriate response.
What do you think is the reason it came back with the intensity that it did?
You know, to see Ebola as a terrorist who is waging a guerrilla type of war. So it will come, and then if you're ready, you're ready, you contain it, it goes. And it's come back again to hit you, and then it disappears. And it does that all the time. So this time, it came, and then we didn't pay attention.
It originated in DRC.
Mm-hmm. It hit Central Africa many times. So first time it was DRC, and then the following month, Sudan. And then a few months later, Uganda. And then Gabon, and then DRC again, and then Congo-Brazzaville. And then, so it does that all the time. So we know how this virus behaves. And then we have developed the appropriate response. We know that to fight Ebola, you have to be quick, and then you have to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. At this time, we didn't do that.
Knowing how dangerous this disease is, why was the reaction so slow?
I think we passed through a period of denial. Because, again, we said, this is West Africa. So the mood was, no, it cannot be that. Because Ebola has never struck us. It appears in Central Africa. We are West Africa. We are not Central Africa. So that was the denial. Even when the test came back, this is Ebola. I said, no, you must be wrong. So because of that denial, we wasted time. Mm-hmm. So it was going from East Guinea and then enters Liberia and Sierra Leone.
I understand there are several strains of Ebola.
Five.
What are those strains and what do they mean in terms of the weight effects?
It's almost nothing. They behave the same way. So you have the Zaire strain, the Ugandan strain, the Cote d'Ivoire strain, the Sudanese strain, and the American one, the Reston strain. But they are very, very similar.
From what I'm understanding, there are several efforts to create either a vaccine or some kind of cure. And you said maybe by 2016 there might be.
Yeah, because we have been asking the big companies to help us with the vaccine, but there was no commercial incentive to do that. Because again, as I said, let's say you are a great company and then you manufacture a lot of vaccine. But where is your market? Because as I said, up to now, most of the time, the crisis will last less than 3 months, and then there are going to be something like 500 people going to die. So there is no incentive to invest in research. But now that Ebola has become a global disease, now you can understand why big companies are going to be interested in investing. It's not a technical problem, it's a financial problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are countries that are looking on as this Ebola is unraveling in regions such as West Africa. A country like Zimbabwe, which has not had a case of Ebola, maybe countries in Southern Africa in general, East Africa, they're looking on and they're wondering, when is it coming? Is it coming? What do you know about the way it moves?
Yeah, compare Zimbabwe and the United States and Dallas. Let's not forget that our planet is a very, very small planet. We are talking about becoming a global village. So we have to put that in our mind. These frontiers, like between Zimbabwe and Zambia,
Africa.
These frontiers are artificial. So every nation in this world should be ready to see Ebola popping in Germany, Sweden, and Japan. That's possible now. Now we should become aware that Ebola is not a disease of the orders. You remember when AIDS started, the general mood was, AIDS is the problem of those people, homosexual. That means I'm immune to AIDS. The history showed us that AIDS attacks everybody.